Audio Bible, Ezekiel, Chapter 1. In the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was among the exiles by the river Kebar, the heavens opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th day of the month, it was the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim. The word of the Lord came directly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Kebar. And there the Lord's hand was upon him. I looked and saw a whirlwind coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing back and forth, and brilliant light all around it. In the center of the fire was a gleam like amber, and within it was the form of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had a human form, but each had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the hooves of a calf, gleaming like polished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides, they had human hands. All four living creatures had faces and wings, and their wings were touching one another. They did not turn as they moved. Each one went straight ahead. The form of their faces was that of a man. And each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and also the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread upward. Each had two wings touching the wings of the creature on either side, and two wings covering its body. Each creature went straight ahead. Wherever the spirit would go, they would go, without turning as they moved. In the midst of the living creatures was the appearance of glowing coals of fire, or of torches. Fire moved back and forth between the living creatures. It was bright, and lightning flashed out of it. The creatures were darting back and forth as quickly as flashes of lightning. When I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the ground, beside each creature, with its four faces. The workmanship of the wheels looked like the gleam of beryl, and all four had the same likeness. Their workmanship looked like a wheel within a wheel. As they moved, they went in any of the four directions, without pivoting as they moved. Their rims were high and awesome, and all four rims were full of eyes all around. So as the living creatures moved, the wheels moved beside them. And when the creatures rose from the ground, the wheels also rose. Wherever the spirit would go, they would go, and the wheels would rise alongside them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When the creatures moved, the wheels moved. When the creatures stood still, the wheels stood still. And when the creatures rose from the ground, the wheels rose alongside them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Spread out above the heads of the living creatures was the likeness of an awesome expanse, gleaming like crystal, and under the expanse, their wings stretched out toward one another. Each one also had two wings covering its body. When the creatures moved, I heard the sound of their wings, like the roar of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the tumult of an army. When they stood still, they lowered their wings. And there came a voice from above the expanse, over their heads, as they stood still with their wings lowered. Above the expanse over their heads was the likeness of a throne with the appearance of sapphire, and on the throne high above was a figure like that of a man. From what seemed to be his waist up, I saw a gleam like amber with what looked like fire within it all around. And from what seemed to be his waist down, I saw what looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him. The appearance of the brilliant light all around him was like that of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell face down and heard a voice speaking.